This is Henry Morgan for Monitor. From now on, I'll be your host at this same time each Saturday. And with me is Mel Allen. You're supposed to say welcome, Henry.
I was going to do that a little bit later, but I can repeat myself. Welcome, Henry.
Doesn't sound so good that way. With me is Mel Allen.
Welcome, Henry.
And you're supposed to say good to have you with us.
Well, I was going to do that later.
Thank you,
but
Mel.
I'll rehearse now.
Thank you very much for those wonderful sentiments, Mel. He will have all the late sport news and scores for us in a couple of minutes or so, I think. This week, Bob Hope, who's received so many awards that have laid end to end, you can fill that sentence in by yourself.
Welcome, Henry. It sure is nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. What's his name? Monitor was there at this award thing for whom? For Bob Hope. Later, we'll hear...
Welcome, Henry. It sure is nice to have you on the show.
Plus, a performance by Phyllis Diller at the presentation ceremony. I don't think I'm really cut out for this kind of work. Right now, we're going to take a taxi. The Tijuana Taxi with the Mexicali Singers. In one moment, Mel Allen with today's sport news and results. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Plymouth Fury, Belvedere, Valiant, Barracuda, Plymouth 66.
Make your claim to the Plymouth Fury Silver Special. Everybody's been waiting for the Silver Special. Track yours down at your Plymouth dealers. A special car at a special low price. A big full-size Plymouth Fury, loaded with the extras you want. Deluxe wheel covers, white walls. Deluxe upper door molding. High luster silver outside. Exclusive new blue all-vinyl interiors. Plus Fury's big regular standard equipment package. The supply is limited, so corner yourself a Plymouth Fury Silver Special now. Don't get sidetracked. Save on a Plymouth Fury Silver Special at your Plymouth dealers today. Plymouth, a great car by Chrysler Corporation.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Mel Allen.
And in all seriousness now, welcome to Monitor, Henry Morgan. It's really wonderful to have you.
Thanks, Mel.
Baseball in the American League. California playing without flu-bedded manager Bill Rigney, who joined the fraternity, Wes Westrum and Eddie Stanky, too, exploded for 12 runs in the eighth inning, beat Boston 16-9. Pete Reichert, the Angels' $175,000 bonus baby, hit two home runs in that eighth inning spree, tied a major league record, the 11th player to do so. Bobby Knopf also homered for the winners. For the losers, Carl Yastrzemski, George Scott, and Tony Conigliaro. Lou Burdette, the winner, Ken Sanders, the loser, both relief pitchers. New York City 6, Kansas City nothing. Mel Stottlemyre, the winning pitcher. Fred Talbert, the loser. The fifth loss in a row for the A's. They drop into the cellar, vacated by the Yanks. Baltimore 3, Detroit 2. Dave Johnson homered twice. Kurt Bleffrey once to pace Baltimore. Extended the Orioles' victory streak to 9 in a row. Undisputed possession of first place. Dave McNally, the winner. Denny McLain, the loser. Chicago at Cleveland. Minnesota at Washington rained out. National League. Philadelphia 12, Chicago nothing. Chris Short, the winner. Three-hitter. Retired the first 16 men he faced. Rookie Ken Holtzman, the loser. Home runs, Tony Taylor and Bob Uecker. San Francisco 6, St. Louis 1. Orlando Cepeda homered for the Giants. Willie Mays, though, still looking for number 512, which will set a National League record. Bob Bolden, the winning pitcher. Larry Jasta, the loser. New York at Pittsburgh rained out. Night games, Cincinnati, Los Angeles, Houston at Atlanta. X-rays of injured Phillies third baseman Richie Allen, negative. He won't learn until Monday how long he'll be out of action. He was injured in a slide. Racing. Kentucky Derby favorite Grossdark checked into Churchill Downs today. His trainer says he expects the colt to start despite an infected hoof. The Stepping Stone Purse, opening day feature at Louisville, by the way, went to Old Bag. At Aqueduct, the $75,000 added gray lag handicap won by Solari, trailed by Bopey and Power of Destiny. At Bowie, the Vertex handicap captured by Duke the Great. And at Garden State, Henry, the Jersey Bell handicap taken by My Boss Lady. That's one way to go from Old Bag to My Boss Lady. Many a poor guy's lament. And there was something new in the bride's wardrobe when French Olympic ski champion Christine Goitschel married her coach today. Christine wore a beautiful white satin gown, which covered completely the cast she wore on the leg she broke in March. Christine said the cast may be removed on Monday, which is, of course, what her husband has been dreaming of, because it means that... Well, it means that she can go into immediate training for the World Ski Championships in Chile in August. Would you believe it? That's the late sports news, Henry.
Thank you, Mel, for that philosophy about the Old Bag. And now, this word about State Farm Mutual.
Hi, this is Phil Foster with a word to you. 30,711 drivers are going to smash into each other today. Nice going. You know what you're doing to my car insurance rates? I figure 10 to 12 bucks more on my next premium. So, since so many of us are insured with the world's largest car insurance company, State Farm Mutual, take it easy, will you? The more accidents State Farm has to pay for, the higher the rates. So, if you gotta run into something, run into the nearest garage and get your brakes fixed.
Monitor keeps you right up to the minute on sports throughout the weekend. Mel Allen and Joe Garagiola are two of our regulars. This you may keep in mind. Don't mother your mother on Mother's Day. Give her Chanel No. 5 spray perfume and spray cologne. You're on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor went to a luncheon at the Waldorf the other day, where more than 2,000 persons had gathered to honor Bob Hope, who was presented an award by the Banshees, a New York club of communications executives. With their main course of Breast of Capon Marengo, the guests enjoyed this small discourse by Phyllis Diller.
I wanted to dress up like a silver lady. It was a big mistake. Didn't work at all. Some ugly broad in the elevator said, "Why are you wearing aluminum wrap?" I said, "Why not? I'm built like a baked potato." And I spent 7 hours today primping, and then he had the gall to say I scrimped on my primp. And actually, I was late today because I was at the beauty parlor. Well, I was late because they went into extra innings. And when I went there, I asked the manager if I could choose the operator I wanted to work on me. He said, "No, that wasn't fair. We'd have to ask for volunteers." You know, I really believe if there were 10 more people who looked like me, they'd start a drive. Of course, the guy in the lobby said he loved watching me on television, but he admitted that he was afraid I was hurting his picture tube. Of course, I'm in Bob's latest movie. Boy, did I get a wrong number. It was great. But, you know, movie making is very hard work. Very hard work. You get up at the crack of dawn, and every dawn I find a new crack. Now, in the movie, Bob Hope keeps stringing along Elkie Summers and me. He keeps us both on a string. Well, actually, he keeps me on a leash. And Bob kept getting us confused. I finally had to explain to him that she's the one with the accent. But I drove to the studio every day, and that for me is a harrowing experience. Oh, you wouldn't believe it. I not only have run through stop signs, red lights, I've run through red cars. And did you know, incidentally, that the fine is just as much for backing through a red light as for going through one forward? And the other day, I ran over a stop sign that I had run over last February and heard this dumb cop say, "She's starting her summer reruns." I still don't have a license. I tried, but I got 2 tickets on my written test. And, you know, you wouldn't believe the size of some of my accidents. Last summer in San Francisco, 2 traffic helicopters collided watching me. And, you know, I got a lot of help on my car. I got a directional signal that shows I'm going straight ahead. It's right between my training wheels. I got 3 signals, left, right, straight ahead. When I'm undecided, I turn them all on. And then, by golly, nobody passes me. I got a curb finder that's 20 feet long. If I get that close, I'm parked. I'm so nervous when I drive, I spend more on deodorant than I do on gas. But you know, I'm so happy to be here and do anything possible to be a part of anything that honors the great one, Bob Hope. And next Christmas, I'm going to go to Vietnam with him. And because, well, this Christmas, he felt I didn't do my share. Well, I sent photographs of myself. And by golly, I cured 4,000 cases of homesickness. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Phyllis Diller at an award luncheon for Bob Hope, and we'll hear Bob's remarks on receiving the award in about 3 minutes. This message is for children of all ages. Don't mother your mother on Mother's Day. Give her a little excitement. Give her Chanel No. 5.
Here's a bright, happy song you can sing all day long. Morning, night, afternoon, come on, sing Trini's tune. Trini's tune makes you glad. You forget you were sad. Trini's tune has a way, makes you happy and gay. And you don't have to know the words, 'cause if you think about the birds, you'll realize how great they sing. And don't put a word to anything. La la la, la 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 la, la la la, la 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 la. That's Trini's tune. One more time. Here's a bright, a happy song you can sing all day long. Morning, night, afternoon, come on, sing Trini's tune. Trini's tune makes you glad. You'll forget that you were sad. Trini's tune has a way, makes you happy and gay. And you don't have to know the words, 'cause if you think about the birds, you'll realize how great they sing. And don't put a word to anything. La la la, la 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 la, la la la, la 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 la.
Trini Lopez with Trini's Tune. The Banshees Club here in New York, whose membership includes leaders from radio and television, magazines, book publishing, newspapers, broke a tradition the other day. For the first time, the Banshees annual award was given to a non-journalist, Bob Hope, for his contributions to charity and his history of entertaining American GIs, Bob received the Banshee's Silver Lady Award on Tuesday at a luncheon attended by club members and by members of the American Newspaper Publishers Association. And here's Bob's acceptance of the award.
I think it's wonderful. I haven't been so thrilled about anything since Lyndon made me an honorary bird, and I'm just... I haven't played this room for about three meals, and I have so many friends here. But this Bob Hope American does thrill me. Really, it does. I guess about the next step up is to be called a Texan. That's not too funny, but it'll get you a lot of defense work. The last time I was here for Cardinal Spellman for the CYO dinner. Big Catholic affair. Cardinal McIntyre in Los Angeles just before the Desert Classic last year blessed my golf clubs, and I put $20 in the poor box, and I showed him my swing, and he gave me the 20 back. He put my clubs in the poor box. I've had so much fun traveling around. This little girl, Joey Heatherton, I can't tell you what delight she brought to the kids last Christmas, because she just brings it all with her, you know, for those young kids over there in Vietnam. When this gal walks out, the show is on. And I had five girls like that. These girls never in any security problems, because the MPs kept watching me all through the trip. And, no, actually, they had 25 MPs with machine guns guarding the girls, and for the fellas, they had a midget with a slingshot. But I've had so many thrills, and everybody's been so wonderful to me. They've always given me the finest planes. The last trip, we had a very modern plane. It's one of the finest Messerschmitts ever shot down. First time I ever got off a plane with my hands up in the air. And I knew it was over when I saw the pilot sitting behind me. I don't mind an old plane, but when you have to go out in the wing to the restroom, I think that's going a little far. Now, it used to be such a thing to fly, you know, but since these astronauts, I mean, you know, you're a sissy if you take a regular plane. Because they're just beautiful in the way they're going. I was at the dinner the other night for the Air Force down in Dallas with this Ed White, the fellow that walked in space. Oh, I think it was a wonderful thing, that walking in space. Of course, that frustrated De Gaulle because he's still trying to walk in the water. And I do hope that I can go on one of those trips sometime. Like a couple of years ago, they called me from Atlanta, Georgia, and this fellow, the head of the Chamber of Commerce, said, "Mr. Hope," he said, "I got some news for you. You're man of the year here in Atlanta. Man of the year. And if you come April the 12th, he said, we're going to lay it on you because you are the man of the year." And I said, "April the 12th, but I'm shooting that day." And there was a pause, and he said, "Have you got Red Skelton's phone number?" I was man of the year for about 20 seconds. And, of course, to see J. Edgar Hoover is quite a thrill, too. That's our answer to Batman, and I think it's just marvelous. I don't know what else to say. I think I've said it. I just want to tell you that I appreciate this very, very much. I have been so lucky, as I said before. I've been honored by colleges that I couldn't get into legitimately. And the Academy of Motion Picture of Arts and Sciences gave me an Oscar in a year I didn't make a picture. And I got a medal from my country for leaving it. And I also received the B'nai B'rith Award for being a Gentile. And I'll never treasure anything more than this. Thank you very much.
Where there's hope, there's life and laughs. That was Bob receiving the Banshees Award, given to him by the Communications Executives Club for his continuing contributions to charity and to the morale of the armed forces. You're traveling through the weekend world with a Springtime Monitor.
I'd like to point out about a dozen good reasons for you to put Bryant Gas Air Conditioning in your home. The air conditioner that operates on a simple gas flame. To begin with, Bryant Gas Air Conditioning keeps every single room comfortable on the hottest days and nights. You won't mind preparing a hot meal or doing your housework. And you'll feel better all the time because Bryant Gas Air Conditioning reduces humidity, dust, dirt, and pollen. And that means less housework for you. Because you keep the windows closed, there'll be no bugs around, and you won't be bothered by street noises. Ooh, and when you want to sleep, just climb in bed and shut your eyes. Best of all, Bryant Gas Air Conditioning is sold, serviced, and financed by many gas companies. So why not cool your whole house the modern way? Call your gas company today. Something this good just shouldn't be missed.
Comfort's treat for trumpet. Generally, I think it's a pretty good idea to mind your own business, but, and this is a big exception, not when you're driving a car. The National Automobile Dealers Association advises you to pay attention to what other drivers are doing and prepare to avoid anything that they may cause. Of course, don't forget what you're doing meantime. Take a tip from your local new car dealer and watch out for yourself and the other driver. Henry Morgan here. NBC Monitor News coming up on the hour.
Hi, this is Bill Cullen. Barbara Walters, Merrill Muller, and I are heard each weekday on Emphasis on NBC Radio.